Amnesty International in this part of the world has accused government forces in Mozambique, private military contractors, particularly a South African firm, and armed groups operating under the Al-Shabaab banner of committing war crimes against civilians in the northern Cabo Delgado province. This was a report which was published yesterday. Peter Fabricius, Africa correspondent for ISS and Daily Maverick, on the line to us from Johannesburg. In a way, Peter, I suppose the accusation, well, the allegations are not a surprise.
Yeah, they're not. You know, the three different components who are of the conflict who are being accused here obviously are very different, you know, in terms of their behavior. But they have been lumped together here for the purposes of a sort of general charge that they have committed offenses which could be liable for, you know, international criminal charging and so on. It's a bit unfair in a way to, I think, you know, and some would disagree with me, but to lump the DAC advisory group in with people like this Al-Shabaab who have committed horrible, horrible atrocities, you know. Whereas the DAC, the private military company, is basically accused of indiscriminately shooting civilians while attempting to shoot, you know, insurgents.
Okay, well, I mean, the Amnesty says DAG operatives have fired machine guns from helicopters and dropped hand grenades indiscriminately into crowds of people, as well as repeatedly firing at civilian infrastructure, including hospitals, schools, and homes. So, yeah, I take your point about perhaps a lack of equivalence in the seriousness of the abuses, but that doesn't sound like something that can be in any way condoned.
Yeah, look, it's for sure. I mean, it's you know, what's happened, for example, in the case of that the hospital that is being referred to probably is this happened in about June, I think, in Moshambada Praia, you know, which is the sort of epicenter of this whole insurgency, which the insurgents still occupy. And the insurgents, they were either using the hospital there already, which had been abandoned as a hospital, so I've been told, as their headquarters, or they moved into it as cover, you know, when they were being attacked. And so the DAG people should possibly then have held fire. But it seems to me that it's a little bit of a gray area, but yeah.
What it does perhaps suggest, if Amnesty says these are reports that have come to us, they're not necessarily things that our observers on the ground have witnessed for themselves, but it does suggest what I suppose has become increasingly obvious over the last 4 years, that this is a place which is a hellhole. It's a free-for-all hellhole.
Yeah.
Where civilians are battered left, right, and center.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is what happens, isn't it? In all these conflicts, it's always civilians, innocent civilians, who get literally caught in the crossfire, you know. Not always literally, because what's happening with the insurgents, the so-called Al-Shabaab insurgents, they're deliberately going out there and committing the most hideous atrocities, you know, beheading people and chopping them up into bits and, pretty disgusting. And then the military also, I mean, not quite in the same level if one is to discriminate in one's criticism, but also guilty of brutalizing the population, often trying to get information out of them or because they suspect they are sympathetic to the insurgents. But then also, and I haven't seen this before, you know, accusations now very deliberately, like, executing people and, you know, in quite large numbers. You know, with the accusations of a mass grave in one of the towns where these people were buried after being, you know, quite deliberately and systematically interrogated and then shot and so on. So it's pretty horrendous all around.
Peter, you and I have talked about South Africa's involvement in this, or lack of involvement in this, and would they be asked for help by the Mozambican government? Would they say yes if they were asked? And the government saying no, we're very concerned. Our government saying we're very concerned about what's happening there. DAG, the Dike Advisory Group, are they there in any way? Do you know, or do you suspect, with the blessing of the South African government, they were asked? They were hired by the Mozambican government to assist them to fight this insurgency. What would be their status vis-a-vis the South African government?
Yeah, I think that we can probably assume that they're there with the sort of tacit approval of the South African government, you know, because by now, over a year later, if the South African government really felt strongly about them being there, you'd think they might have put some pressure on them to pull out, you know, and clearly it's also tied up with South Africa's relations with Mozambique, because the reason maybe why South Africa hasn't done that is because, you know, Maputo is telling them, sorry, these guys are critical to our prosecution of this war, and please do not, you know, put any pressure on them to get out. I'm hearing now from people who are a bit more connected to the DAG group than I am that there's some feeling that they may now pull out, that they may come under pressure from Pretoria because of the exposure in this report, which, you know, would that be a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it probably make things worse for the civilians, because there's probably a degree of military efficiency which they bring to the government fight against the insurgents.
Yeah. So that's, you know, and in all instances of this kind of civil warfare, I mean, it's, you know, there's no clear-cut good guys and bad guys or clear solutions, you know. And that would be a concern, because, I mean, there's been mixed reports about how effective they've been. You know, so I think in that report, or I've certainly seen it quite often, they haven't really had a decisive bearing. But, you know, things could get worse if they pull out. I mean, they've added some, as you say, some efficiency and some firepower to the Mozambican military effort, which has been pretty poor for the most part, you know. As that report also underlines, you know, with the army accused not only of deliberate atrocities against the civilian population, but also just running, as we've heard before, fleeing at the first sign of any danger, you know. For the most part, not all. I mean, there have been obviously some soldiers who've performed their duties, but a lot of them just run.
Peter Fabricius, thank you very much. Africa reporter for the Daily Maverick and the Institute for Security Studies.